God, it's cold out here. Even with this jacket on, I feel like I'm gonna get frostbite. Could he walk any slower? Maybe I'm overthinking things. I mean, he isn't gonna freak out if we just happen to run into each other, is he? Though, the way I'm dressed, I probably shouldn't take any chances. Focus on the mission, girl. Once I find out where he lives, I'm home free. A little chill isn't gonna get in my way. Wait, is he stopping? Oh, thank God. I don't know how much more of this chill I can take. Yeah, there you go, honey. Just unlock the door and go inside. There's nothing to worry about. Oh, I've got you now. Well, hello. I bet you didn't expect to see me tonight. Don't just stand there looking puzzled. Aren't you gonna invite me in? Still too stunned to say anything? That's all right. I'll make myself at home. Come on, move to the side. Thank you. You've got a nice place here. A bit minimalist, but I don't mind. Reminds me of my own apartment, actually. Oh, can a friend stop by to see how you're doing? I thought I was welcome here. Well, then what's the problem? It's the outfit, isn't it? I knew wearing this would be a bad idea. I kept telling myself it was too early, but I figured that was just me being anxious, like usual. And I don't want to be anxious anymore, so I went for it. It does look good on me, though, doesn't it? Here, let me take off my jacket so you can get a better look. I bought it online a couple weeks ago. It made sense at the time. I did this for you, you know. What? Are you gonna try and convince me that you aren't into maid outfits? Forgive me, but I don't find it very convincing. Where was it that we met again? You don't remember? Really? Well, I do. I think about that day a lot, actually. It was the first time I'd ever stepped foot into a maid cafe, and I was scared out of my mind. I felt so out of place, like I didn't belong there, like I didn't belong anywhere. But I wanted to go, I really wanted to go. So I mustered up whatever dregs of courage that were left in me and sat down at a table. The girls there all looked so cute in their dresses and stockings. I wanted to be like them. I've never felt cute. I'm not comfortable in my body. I don't like my face. Often it seems as if there's a gulf between myself and the rest of the world. I can see what's happening and even interact with it a little bit, but I'll never truly fit in. At least, that's what I used to think. Some time ago, I realized that I had a choice. I could either remain in my cramped little world of fear and lived there until it swallowed me whole, or I could try and break free. But habits are hard to change, let alone mindsets, and I knew that going in. It hasn't been easy. I've experienced plenty of setbacks. Yet, I can feel myself changing every day, growing away from the person I came to despise. It may seem silly, but going to that maid cafe felt like a rebirth. It was such a small, small thing, and despite that, I can still remember the sense of relief that washed over me, like I was actually moving forward for once. Look at me sitting here in this maid outfit, bearing my soul to you. I'm sure it seems funny from your perspective. And I guess it is. Still, I wanted to tell you why that place means so much to me, that cafe where we first met. See, I knew you remembered. I must have seemed so anxious, because you started talking to me almost as soon as I sat down, asking me if it was my first time in a maid cafe. At first, I didn't know what to think about this total stranger trying to strike up a conversation with me. But when I looked into your eyes, I saw such warmth and kindness. I knew that I could trust you. Then, when I came back a week later and saw you there, I asked if we could share a table. It felt lovely chatting with you while we ate, like I was a normal person for once. And we shared a lot of the same interests. Obviously, we both liked maids, but it was more than that. As time went on and we began to see more and more of each other, I felt like there was a connection building between us. I wanted to know more about you, to share more time together. Those brief interactions we had weren't enough for me. That's why I showed up at your workplace that one time. No, I know we already settled that, but I still feel bad about it. I don't know why I couldn't have just asked for your number or something. Perhaps I was afraid you'd reject me. I'm not sure. What I do know, though, is that it destroyed me seeing how much I hurt you. That pain made me realize how much you really mean to me. It made me reevaluate a lot of things, actually. Ever since then, I've only been able to think about you, about how happy I am when we're together. I wanted to do something to show you how I feel. It took a while to figure out exactly what that would be, but a couple of days ago, it hit me. What if I became your maid? That way I could always stay by your side. I could give you that bliss I only ever felt at the cafe. So what do you say, sweetie? Do you want to be my master? No? Well, you don't have to decide right away. After all, it must be a lot to take in, having the woman you love offer to fulfill your greatest fantasy like this. Oh, you do love me, sweetheart, even if you haven't realized it yet. Honestly, all of this playing hard to get is starting to become irritating. I'm a patient woman, but I do have my limits. So let's be honest with each other, okay, honey? You like being followed by me. You like knowing that I could be behind any corner just waiting to take you. It turns you on to think that at any moment I may just snap and have my way with you. Sure. I'm the crazy one. Crazy is pushing away the woman who loves you more than anything. Crazy is telling her to leave when she's kind enough to check in on you at work. I spent a lot of time making that lunch, you know? I thought you could use a good meal after working so hard. It would have been so nice for the two of us to eat together during our breaks. But you weren't ready that yet, and I accept that. This is different, though. I'm done being indecisive. I know what I want. Who I want. Just stay right there, Master. I'm not going to hurt you. Good boy. Let me push you against the wall. Now you can't squirm away. I've got you pinned and helpless. Come on, eyes up, baby. My fingers look so good on your chin. Ah, that's better. Now, look into my eyes and tell me you don't love me. If you can do that, I'll leave right now. That's right. I'll just walk out the door and you won't ever have to see me again. But if you can't say it, if you stay there silent and quivering, I'll claim you as mine. Clock's ticking. Nothing to say? Oh, are you too scared, baby? Or was I right all along? Time's almost up, sweetie. You've got to make a decision. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Last chance. Good boy, I knew you'd make the right decision. Come here. Good boy. Take my tongue in your mouth. It's okay. You can shudder all you want, baby. I like seeing you go weak under my touch. Fuck, good boy. Does it feel good when I rub you through your pants? Ah, you're already so hard, sweetie. Are you leaking a bunch of pre-cum for me? Making a big mess all over yourself? Stop! What's wrong? Don't you like this? Yeah. You want to be my slutty little master? Good boy. Grind your hips into my hand. Are you starting to feel nice and submissive, baby? That's what I like to hear. It's okay, master. Just let your beautiful maid take care of everything. Look at that. Your legs are all wobbly. Is it hard to stand up, sweetie? Yeah? You're really sensitive down there, aren't you? I bet you're getting close already. Well, we can't have that, can we? No. So why don't I just move my hand away for now? No whining. Weren't you the one who wanted me to stop a few minutes ago? I thought I was just some crazy woman playing dress-up. But now here you are, moaning my name like a little slut, begging for my slightest touch. Come on, master, let me hear your sweet voice even more. Show your maid how badly you want to serve her. If you're really good, I might even allow you to pleasure me. That's better. It's about time you learned your place, darling. Who do you love again? I know you already said it, but I just adore listening to those words coming from your lips. That's right. You're my master. My slut. And as your maid, everything I do is for your pleasure, even if that isn't obvious at the time. So when I tell you to reach your hand under my dress and start rubbing me through my panties, it's because I know that's what will make you feel best. Good boy. Do you understand now how much pleasure submission can bring? So just give me all of your love, sweetie. Devote yourself to me and come to true bliss. Good boy. Can you feel how wet your maid's gotten? I'm soaking through my soft little cotton panties. Oh God, yes. Play with my breasts too, master. Fuck. Oh, I need your tongue inside me, master. Do you want to taste my delicious honey, sweetie? Yeah? Get on your knees, then. Good slut. Now, lift up the skirt so you can slide down my panties. That's it. Take in the beauty of my womanhood, glistening with arousal. Let my scent make you weak and servile. Don't be shy. You can start licking, sweetie. You have my permission. Oh, good boy. You slowly run your tongue along my slit. Mark yourself with my taste. Your mouth feels amazing, baby. I'm so happy I found you. After so long, I finally have someone to call my own. And to think, all of this is because I decided to go into that maid cafe. It's odd how these small things can become so important to you. Before I knew it, the cafe was like a second home to me. I felt at peace there, comfortable within that fantasy. I loved seeing the girls in their dresses, always so proper. Yet, as I grew closer with you, I started to feel almost jealous of them, jealous that they got to call you master. I wanted to be the one to make you blush. I wanted to be the one you thought about at night. I know it's their job to be nice to the customers. I get that they were just trying to be kind, yet I still didn't like how they were looking at you, how hungry their eyes seemed. It's as if they were going to take you away from me. But we don't have to go there anymore. You have me now, Master. You're mine, so I'm the only woman you get to look at, okay? Ah, good boy. Keep sucking on my clit. Fuck. You're gonna make me come, Master. Yeah, your maid's gonna come all over your face, slut. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Oh, yes. Finger me as you lick my sensitive little button. Oh, I'm gonna come, Master. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh God. Oh. Keep licking. Clean me up, baby. Good boy. Lap it all up. Fuck, I love having you on your knees like this. My sweet little boy. Are you all hard and desperate for me? Yeah? I bet you're throbbing in those pants right now. I can only imagine how full your balls are. Don't worry, slut. I'm not done with you yet. Stand up. It's all right. As much as I like seeing you peer up at me with those adorable little puppy dog eyes, you're gonna have to get up eventually. There you go, sweetie. Now, how about you lead me to your bedroom? Good boy. You know, I've imagined what your room is like so many times. It's hard to describe how it feels to finally see it in person. Of course, I'll probably make a few changes as soon as I move in, but we can get all that worked out later. For the moment, all I want you to do is stay there as I bend over your bed. You like that, baby? Watch as I push my skirt up to expose my tight ass. Fuck. Can you see the juices dripping down my thighs? I need you inside me, Master. Take your pants off, slut. Now walk over to me. Good pet. Just line yourself up at my entrance. Yes, get the tip all looped up with my juices. You ready to fuck your little maid, sweetie? Huh? Oh, sweetie, do you really think I want you to use a condom? Of course not, pet. You're gonna fuck my little unprotected pussy and come deep inside me, got it? Yeah, it'll feel amazing to pump all that fertile seed into my womb, master. Don't worry about anything. Just trust me, sweetie. I'll take care of you. Okay, go nice and slow. Holy shit. You're filling me up, baby. God, you feel so good. Start moving, slut. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Oh, grab my hips and thrust into me. How does my pussy feel, master? It's really tight and warm, isn't it? I love how you moan every time I clench around your shaft. Yeah, you're my good boy, aren't you? You're gonna satisfy me like this every day from now on. I can use you whenever I want. No matter what you're doing, if I'm in the mood to fuck, you'll come back and make me orgasm until my legs are shaking and I can barely move. That's right, master. You're my little fuck toy. Oh, good boy. Thrust your hips even harder. So deep. Your heavy balls are slapping against me. Oh, don't hold back, baby. Pound me as hard as you can. Good boy. You're so desperate to make me feel good, aren't you? Oh, I love you, master. I love feeling your cock thrusting inside me, hearing you lose yourself in ecstasy. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're twitching so much. Are you getting close? It's okay, sweetie. You can come inside me. No. No, don't pull out. I need you to fill me up, master. You love me, don't you? So shouldn't you do what I say? I'm almost there. Oh, come with me, sweetie. Knock me up. Oh, put your seed straight into my womb, baby. Oh, I need it. I need you to fill me up. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, baby. Empty your seed inside me. Let it all out. I love you too, sweetie. Here, why don't I turn over so you can rest in my arms? There you go, good boy. Just let me hold you close as I lull you to sleep. Good boy. Aren't you glad I followed you home tonight? Now you get to fall asleep in the arms of the woman you love, the only woman who matters to you. I'm gonna take such good care of you, baby. So go sleep and dream sweetly for me, okay? Good boy.